It is time for our weekly update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and get an update on the markets here this week. Roy, another interesting week in the markets. A lot of movement in the markets this week, wasn't there?
There's been quite a bit. It seems like every week we think that the excitement's going to be over pretty soon, and every week it's not. So, and this is certainly a week when there's been some things going on and some events and so forth.
Let's talk about a, I don't know if we call it a big event or not, but it definitely was one. The government came out with its supply and demand numbers for 2008, 2009, and 2009, 2010. And I'd say for the current crop, there weren't a whole lot of surprises, were there?
Well, some of the people are calling this a non-event, and I guess it, you know, what it does is reinforce what we already knew. That there's not going to be a big surplus of corn or soybeans, either one, in the near future. And so, you know, the market on Wednesday kind of floundered around and was sharply higher and sharply lower. And then yesterday, the market was pretty positive again with the soybean market doing its usual spread thing of the nearbys going up quite a bit and the deferreds not quite as much. And, of course, that's a bullish indicator to anybody that's used to watching markets when you have the nearby stronger than the deferreds.
You know, and I know it lends some grief to the livestock guys in the area, and the fact that we're seeing some of these grains go up and not a correlation over on the livestock futures side.
Well, there's no doubt that's going to have an influence sometime, and you know, I keep thinking it's coming sooner rather than later, but. At this point, it hasn't, but when you have $4 corn and soybean meal where it's at, it makes it really tough on the livestock people because, you know, the margins are just not there, and sooner or later, it's going to catch up with us, but right now, the market's acting like it's going to be later.
Back to the government report, like you said, soybeans are going to be tight this year. They're going to be tight next year. Pretty much everybody knew that. I guess the one thing that I saw a little bit surprising, in my opinion, was the carryout in corn for 2009-2010. They had that pegged at about a billion bushels. That just seems kind of low to me, Roy.
Well, it does. You know, we're looking at a billion and a half this year, and you're talking about the relatively same number of acres available in corn and soybeans total to be planted, and looking at the possibility of livestock numbers going down, and yet we reduced the projected carryover. So they're obviously anticipating something, either an increase in fuel prices that will stimulate ethanol demand or a foreign demand or something, but the government is seeing something that's not obvious to the untrained eye.
So let's talk about the strength in the market. You know, what's pushing that? Is it the weather situation in the eastern corn belt? Is it world demand? I mean, what's the strength coming from, Roy?
Well, I think part of it is that just the fact that there are acres in the eastern corn belt that are not going to get planted. I mean, here we are looking at the second week in June, and, you know, frankly, if you haven't got it planted now, it's probably not going to make a crop, even if you do get it in the ground. And it'll be interesting to see when the government report comes out how many acres that did not get planted. And on the same token, that we're facing a situation where it's getting late to plant soybeans. Now, in southeast Nebraska, we can still plant soybeans probably for another week and have a good chance of a crop. But you get into your country up there or further on up in the north and South Dakota, and you don't want to be planting beans past the 10th of June because there's just too great a chance of them getting an early frost. And so that weather thing is still with us, even though it's getting late. On the cash soybean market, I watch the cash soybean market here locally because I've still got a few beans to sell, not very many, but we're seeing a tremendous premium now for beans for June delivery compared to the first part of July, and even more compared to the last part of July. There's a 15-cent premium for beans to be sold yet this month, and then another 10 cents if you compare it to the last half of July. And so that's a sign that the cash market is really, really tight, but the market's also looking ahead to August into harvest time in the south and so forth is a sort of a escape valve or a relief valve for that extreme tightness.
So when you were talking about the what's going on in the eastern Corn Belt, and when do we get confirmation from USDA on the acres planted for this year?
Well, it'll be in the next government crop report, and to be honest with you, I don't know exactly when that is, but my guess is probably going to be around the 1st of July, and that's something we need to kind of keep our eyes on.
So in addition to that, what else should we be watching for here in this spring, late spring to early summer time frame for marketing grain?
Well, especially in the cash soybean market for immediate delivery, watch that basis. If that basis, which now it just keeps getting better and better by the day, if that thing starts to slip, that's a sign that the end is probably near. We saw that about a month ago in the corn market where the corn market just kept getting better and better, and then it was flat for a while, and then all at once, in a matter of about a week, we dropped about 8 cents. And you know, this is a sign that there's cash corn out there, that the elevators are getting corn, and I know that to be the case just from my own experience. And so very important to watch that and watch the strength of the dollar. I know I keep harping on that, but if the dollar stays weak or gets weaker, that's a friendly sign. Earlier this week, we had the dollar went sharply higher for 3 days in a row, and that's a negative sign, but in this particular case, it didn't last very long.
For producers that would like to get more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, and soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the comments as always, Roy, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll give you a call from wherever I happen to be.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.